since it became apparent that groping Joe Biden was the likely Democratic Party's choice as their presidential nominee, I've had one unanswerable question. Why? A few nights ago I was drawn bolt upright in bed. And I knew the answer. I have no idea why it was so difficult to understand. The party seemingly had two choices as far as what to do with former vice president and current alleged dementia victim, Joe Biden. The first was to assist the former vice president in attaining ambient temperature, a process also known as Arkansiding. And the second was to run him for president of the United States. Either terminate or elevate, that was the question, and elevation was, at least for now, the preferred choice. Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. has been a career politician since 1973. Throughout his lackluster political career, Biden exhibited a proclivity for using his position or office as a means of enriching himself, his family, and his extended family. To be blunt, Biden, like many other Democrats in elected office, was involved in a number of criminal endeavors throughout his career. His self-professed tough guy demeanor and thuggish attitude were useful in his attempts to bully his way into business dealings favorable to himself and his crime family. There's also evidence that family members have used Joe's position to enrich themselves by the promise of access to and implied favors from Joe. One of the most notable examples is Biden's 2016 threat to withhold aid money from Ukraine unless the Ukrainian prosecutor, who was investigating his son Hunter's company for corruption, was fired. Biden and his son weren't the only U.S. politicians involved with the Burisma Energy Company. John Kerry, Nancy Pelosi, and Mitt Romney also have children neck deep in that same swamp. In December of 2013, Joe and Hunter Biden flew to China in Air Force Two and secured a $1 billion deal for Hunter. That trip and the resulting deals are being investigated for ethics violations and national security issues. It's likely, if one should dig around a little, they may uncover facts and events that could implicate the Bidens and certain Chinese officials in illegal business dealings and even treasonous activities. Last, and by far not least, Joe Biden was the holder of the second highest office in the country during the planning stages of the current coup d'etat. I say current because the situation is yet to be resolved and will not be resolved before punishment has been meted out to the deserving. Those parties may include Biden himself and his boss, former President Barack Hussein Obama. It wouldn't be unreasonable to expect Biden to have direct knowledge of what Obama ordered and when he ordered it and what Obama knew and when he knew it. It's not hard to see that Groping Joe is the common denominator in a copious quantity of criminality, and I've only touched on a few examples. So far, all I've accomplished is to show cause for Biden to end up on the Clinton body count. That route has certain risks because of Biden's position in government and society. The murder of a presidential candidate could prove troublesome even to operatives of the Democratic Party. There is one other tool the left has at its disposal, and that's the presidential privilege against prosecution. There is some disagreement on this privilege, but you can judge for yourself from the document in the previous link and the following two. Considering the left's ability to use the system it's created over the last 50 years, their network of obedient federal judges, social pressure, temper tantrums that burn cities, the new single-party system and the Supreme Court that caters to the left, they should be able to parlay all this into an unprosecutable president when they elect President Biden via the new mail-in ballot. The left isn't nearly as stupid as we think they are, and I was all but certain they had a good reason for running the mere husk of a once detestable jackass. It appears to me they're setting up Biden, the common link in so many investigations, to be bullet and prosecution proof. For further documentation, see, can we indict a sitting president? And, can a sitting president be federally prosecuted?